or denial. Any other comments, questions? Anyone have enough information to make a motion? And if we do, I'll have to read specifically what it is either way once we get a motion and a second. Additional discussion to get to a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the rezoning request.
Okay, we've got a motion to approve the request. Do we have a second? You got the second?
No, sorry.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll go ahead and read the motion. Motion to recommend approval of application 22-027 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by William Wilson for the parcels located at parcel 08-5.0-16-000-000-025.005. To be rezoned from R2 zoning district to O zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of that motion, raise your hand and say aye. Aye. Opposed?
6-0. I keep looking for somebody sitting next to you, but
nobody there.
It's empty. Okay.
Okay, so the hearing date will be November 28th, 9 a.m. for this case. Or application. Okay, next we got 22-029 rezone.
Case number 22-029. Marcy Kerr is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is 18-6.0-24-000-000-012.000, located off Historic Highway 165 Hollister. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezoning request is for M1 Light Manufacturing or Industrial District. As per the assessor's information, property is approximately 4 acres in size with no structures located on the property. Property will be served by Missouri American Water for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. We haven't seen M1, so the M1 Light Manufacturing and Industrial District is designed to accommodate those manufacturing establishments that are either A, free of objectionable influences in their operation or appearance, or B, that can readily obviate or control any objectionable feature that may otherwise result from the manufacturing process by installation of appropriate abatement devices. So here we are zoomed out. Historic 165, this is 265, of course this is State Park Marina. Back here's Hollister. This purple line actually is city limits of Hollister, which you'll see in the zoning layer. Scenic overlooks right here. Give you a reference. There's our zoning layer. Of course, this is white. All the dark is the city of Hollister. And going back, this right here is an M1. We have a little bit of manufacturing right back here. Then C2, R1, R3, C1. This is R2, C1. Here's a picture of the site before the leaves fell off the trees, but I know they have met with Devin on an entrance. I don't know where that stands currently, but that, I think we've got an applicant or representative up ready.
You mind if I'm Gary Wamsley? I represent Marcy Kirk. I'm going to have a, I want to put a wood shop there. to make wood signs and slab, make sell slabs of wood and make tables and countertops and such. I'm kind of new to this. I've never done it before, so I'm not sure where we go from here. We got a driveway almost put in, but Broden Bridge said the planning commission or somebody else had to look at it, but I talked to them and they said no, they didn't, so I don't know where that's at.
On 165, won't that be MoDOT?
No, that's the county.
That'd be county.
That's the county. Okay. Yeah, they've met with Devin, but I don't know where the drive's at.
Okay.
He's working with them.
Jackson Road Bridge came out, and he said, he told me here in the state area I could put a driveway at, so that's kind of where we got started at, put the driveway. But I tore up the rental equipment I bought or rented, and I didn't get it finished before I spent my money I had allocated for it. So at this point, we're going to just get another contractor in to finish my driveway and building pads, I guess. We're planning on two buildings. One up close to the road is going to be an office and a showroom. And the property sets on such a hill that we're probably going to have two levels to work off of. The upper level is going to be parking lot for the showroom and the office. In the lower building, will be the shop. I got a 36 by 30 Morton building we tore down. We're going to re-erect for the office. And a 36 by 36 Morton building, we're going to make it into a shop.
Well, let's just see before we go any farther. Did anybody sign up for or against this application to speak? For or against?
Also, we're going to have a small sawmill for cutting slabs. And we're not going to do any kind of commercial cutting or 2x4s and sixes for, you know, people or nothing like that. Just our own personal slabs we're going to cut. Probably a lot of cedar wood. Yeah, it's steeper than I'd hope. We're trying to do it without hauling in a bunch of fill. That's why we have to go with the two-tier thing, I think.
Any other questions for the applicant? Discussion amongst ourselves. Again, this is a rezoning request, so we're be making a recommendation to approve or deny to the Taney County Commission. Seems like a pretty straightforward application with other M1 in the area. So,
I'll make a motion to approve the rezone.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, let me read the motion here. We've got a motion to recommend approval of application 22-029 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Marcy Kerr for the parcels located at parcel 18-6.0. 24-000-000-012.000 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to M1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 6-0.
6-0, okay.
So, again, the date's November 28th, 9 a.m. for the Taney County Commission portion of the meeting.
9 a.m.?
9 a.m.
All right. Thank you.
All right, next item, we've got third of our four rezones. We've got 22-030.
RC 22030 is an MRG Group LLC application that's seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone of one parcel, 18-7.0-26-001-003-001.003, located off State Highway 265 Hollister. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezone request is for NR3 multifamily nightly rental district. The vacant approximate 12.29 acre parcel would be served by a well for water and an MDNR, Missouri Department of Natural Resources approved wastewater plant for wastewater. So we're somewhat in the area. We're just a little bit down the road. Here was our last application. So we're down around the corner where 265 and 165 meet. This gapping, long running is a high road right-of-way that's been taken by MoDOT. So between 265 and then this parcel, there's another right-of-way. And again, we're running into the city of Hollister in this area, which you'll see on the zoning layer. Again, the uncolored is all right-of-way. And there's a rough drawing from our pictometry, just from the south view. And then here's actual survey of the parcel showing that it is 12.29 acres. And at that, I would have the representative for MRG come back up.
Carl Finkenbinder again. Let me hand out a kind of a topo that Jack Houseman prepared. I'll just give you each one. I think it'll be helpful in guiding us a little bit.
That is part of Bear Mountain, yeah. Yeah, here's the entrance. Carl, I have that PDF I can pull up if you want me to.
Oh, this one? Jack? It's in, okay.
Well, I just didn't know. I didn't get a chance to get a hold of you.
That's okay. These are, you can have an individualized copy. So, a couple things. I'm here tonight. I'm cognizant of NR3. I understand the opposition that it brings a lot of times. I get all that. What I'd say is that as everyone here knows tonight, we've done quite a bit of nightly rentals, our company, lifestyle. And so what I would say is that the complaint in the history that we've been involved with it, the two complaints that I'm sure you hear about all the time are traffic and noise. Those are the primary objections that you hear regarding nightly rentals, traffic and noise. My guess is that to the extent there's opposition here tonight, that's what you'll hear. This particular parcel lends itself to nightly rental because those two issues won't be a problem. And the reason they're not going to be a problem is based on where it's located, its elevation compared to the surrounding area. So if you can see, I think Table Rock Heights is the neighborhood to the, that's not north, it'd be to the east, slightly there, across Highway 165, or 265. So if you look at this elevation map here, you can see that at the close, and we don't have a site plan yet prepared, but you can see that even if we were to take the most aggressive build-out that you could find on this developed property, you're going to have a separation no less at its closest point that you could get any structure to the existing home in that subdivision would be 220 feet away, and it would be at an approximate elevation drop of almost 20 feet. No, yeah, about 20 feet. That would be the